Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Morris Miller. How are you, Morris?
Great. Good to see you again.
Morris has been a guest on the show before, and he is a great, what I would call, inventor, innovator, more of, and that he was early on in Rackspace, in golfballs.com, which started a small company, became huge, and then in Zenix. And we're going to start talking about Zenix, because Zenix was a company that fascinated me, and we spoke originally before the pandemic. Now it could arguably be among a handful of the most important organizations in the world during a pandemic. Explain why.
Before the pandemic, we were in hospitals all around the world. We were in about 12 or 13 other countries outside the United States. And really, we were explaining to the hospitals how important it was to disinfect, to fight things like MRSA, MRSA, people typically refer to it as staph, VRE, vancomycin-resistant enterococci, and a lot of these other, quote, superbugs. And they were following us, and clearly top hospital systems like MD Anderson, Mayo Clinic, Stanford, they were like, we believe it, we're going to test you. They tested us, and then they started deploying across their system. The pandemic hit, and all of a sudden, everybody had awareness, not only in the United States, but around the world, that they needed to disinfect the environment.
So let's go into it. Your model, it's almost like Star Wars. Talk through, your model is different than any disinfectant that I had ever heard of.
When we got into this, there was really two ways to disinfect the rooms. And let's go back to the overall problem. You know, a housekeeper is given somewhere between 21 and maybe 29 minutes, maybe 45 max, to disinfect, turn over a hospital room. Now, you think about that, that's not that different than in a hotel, and yet there are killer superbugs in the environment. So people were using chemicals, and we all know there's problems with chemicals, whether it's bleach or ammonia or hydrogen peroxide. They're difficult to make. They cause environmental issues. And it's no different for people that are breathing in those fumes, and they have to sit on surfaces for 9 minutes. So that's the first way. The second thing was companies were coming out with these mercury lamp devices, and they all look the same. They're about 5 to 7 feet tall, and they have glowing blue lights. It's very confusing to the public because they do put out UV, but they're going to put out UV at, say, 800 or 1,000 watts. And what the innovation that the founders of Zenix have, that's Mark Stibic, Dr. Mark Stibic and Dr. Julie Stoviak, they could make this 12-inch xenon lamp put out high-energy, broad-spectrum UV light at 4 million watts. So it's 4 million watts versus 1,000 watts. That does a completely different level of damage to the pathogens. And when you wipe out the pathogens, the environment is a place that you can welcome people into. No, I think the technical term from, this was done before when the pandemic hit, we thought, wow, people are going to have questions. You know, just like when Ebola hit, we said, look, we know that we can kill Ebola. We tested against an Ebola surrogate. This is a pathogen that acts the exact same way as Ebola. We released that information, and the FDA said, we'd really like you to test against Ebola if you're going to claim against Ebola. So we got Texas Biomedical Research Institute to actually get Ebola. We tested against it, destroyed it. We did the same thing at the beginning of the pandemic. We asked them, can you get SARS-CoV-2? And they said, it'll take us a few weeks to get it and a number of weeks to grow it. But yes, we can. We said, okay, once you do that, we want to bring in robots and we're going to prove in your institution that you can kill it.
You've actually reached 31 million cycles of cleaning since this whole pandemic and everything started. You know what I'm also thinking? Think about the environment. This has to have significant impact on the environment because all those disinfectants, oh my God, there's residual, there's all sorts of challenges. So you must have a big differentiator in what Zenix is doing, not just with the 31 million cleanings, but with the potential environmental hazard you're eliminating.
Yeah, well, there's really two different aspects that are interesting. One, the hazards that you're talking about, and then second, a lot of these cleaners end up destroying surfaces, and we all know what it's like to go into a school locker room and have that overbearing, that just annoying smell of bleach. This doesn't leave any lingering odor, and it doesn't destroy surfaces. So MD Anderson, they did their original tests with Xenex LightStrike robots in 2010. They started deploying them right after they finished that research. And an interesting antidote, we provided them the robots. They ran the experiments without any remuneration other than we paid for Petri dishes. And then at the end of the experiment, they showed that it was 22 times better, 22 times better than manual cleaning. And I said, well, let's bring those robots back. And the founder said, well, usually you leave them with the hospitals that did the testing. And I said, we're not going to do that. And they said, why? I said, because if they don't buy them, they don't believe what they just published. And fortunately, they did believe it, and they bought one, and then three, and then seven. And they've been using them for over a decade now. And to your point, they stopped using bleach.
Yep. And I'm thinking, right now everyone is focusing on green initiatives, and it's somehow you are one of those rare things that is cleaning everything, but also you're healthy for the environment. You're not causing any problems. It's the one solution of cleaners that's not.
The military, we've seen a lot of adoption in the VA hospitals. We're in about 130 VA hospitals and DOD facilities. And it was actually one of the DOD, a soldier who we were talking to him, and he kind of stopped for a second. He goes, wow. He goes, as long as we have a generator, you're able to convert power into disinfection. And basically, as long as we have spare bulbs, if you think about transporting chemicals to a distant location that needs to be cleaned, I mean, it's thousands of pounds. I mean, water and chemistry is very heavy. He's like, basically, I can get a case of bulbs, bring a generator, and as long as I can find gasoline or local power supply for the generator, I can disinfect as much as I want to. And we're like, yes, convert power into disinfection. That's kind of a neat concept that he came up with.
Yeah, and I know in Europe there's a difference in terms of the fluorescent lights. Explain that.
They tried to start phasing out fluorescent light bulbs about 6 years ago. They have directives to stop the proliferation of mercury lamps. And all of the, I can't say all, but almost all of the other products that are on the market are based on these mercury lamps. And they'll say, well, we only have trace amounts of mercury. They have mercury. Mercury is one of the top five most toxic elements on Earth. And in Europe, they said, we're not going to have any more of that. The VA had a directive within the United States to eliminate mercury. That's even in the, sphygmometers, whatever, that they take the blood pressure with. They're really trying their best to get mercury out. It doesn't make any sense to bring mercury in. Our lamps, 12-inch bulb filled with xenon gas. It's a noble gas, right? Doesn't get any better than that. But it's completely non-toxic. There's no disposal issues. There's no long-term hazard. It's just a better way to get this done.
So first I want to ask you a question about like the technology. I'm thinking when you're in all these hospitals, you're linked into their technology. Do you have any issues about cybersecurity, or how do you think about that? And by the way, in throwing that, you're also one of the founders of Rackspace, so you're pretty involved in this whole world.
Yeah, so we founded Rackspace, and the gentleman who was my VP of engineering, Paul Furtan, fantastic guy, he came over here and he oversaw a lot of the technology development. So on the device, I said to Paul, I said, well, can we do it all touchscreen? And Paul said, well, we can, but we're not going to. So we actually have a physical interlock. And at first I said to Paul, why would we do that? And he said, Morris, I don't want anybody to have the ability to hack our tablets and go in and start a robot. When you have a physical button, basically you get the machine ready to go on the tablet, put in all the information, and then you hit the physical button and you don't have any issues. And that's exactly what we've seen. He was absolutely right. So no cybersecurity issues. Then the other thing that we determined early on, the hospitals don't really want you on their Wi-Fi network because they're really trying to keep all of their patient data private. So we went ahead and we said, you know what, we're going to put a WAN card, like your cell phone has a WAN card in it, so you can hit the cellular network. We did that originally on AT&T's 3G network. It's not an advertisement for AT&T, but then we converted over to the AT&T IoT network. Every time it runs, we know who ran it, where it was run, how long it was run, how many rooms they did with it. We get all of the data back from that robot over the cellular network on a minute-to-minute basis.
That's fascinating because data in a hospital is critical, especially with HIPAA compliance.
You could almost listen to their IT guys. You'd hear like this, like, oh, sigh of relief, like, oh, thank God. Okay, you don't have to come on our Wi-Fi, and you're able to do it. The other thing we did, people don't really think about it, but in the basement of the hospital, you can't get a cellular connection. So the robots will actually store all of the information. And then let's say they come up, you know, to the upper floors once a week. They'll upload all of that information the minute they get a connection. So it really has streamlined the ability for us to get going. It wipes out any concerns, and we haven't had any hacking problems or anything like that.
Ah, well said. What's the website for Zenex?
www.zenex.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We are talking, Morris, about sustainability and the model of Zenix. Just talk on a deeper visceral level why it's so important to you.
Well, I think keeping, you know, we look at sustainability in terms of what are we not introducing. And we did not want to introduce more mercury into the hospital environment. They're trying to eliminate it. People will say to you, well, it's trace amounts and it's in the bulb. There's all sorts of procedures that they're supposed to follow with those bulbs. It's a hassle. It's not good. The reason we've been passionate about pulsed xenon is because it works better. And I think it's important. If it was greener, but it didn't work as well, I'd still believe in it from a sustainability standpoint, but I'd be upfront with you and I'd say, well, it's really good, but it doesn't work as well. The fact is, it works extraordinarily better. And that's what keeps us. Because the bottom line, the mission of the founders was to reduce the pain and suffering and needless deaths caused by pathogens in the environment. And that's what those 31 million cycles are all about, eliminating the pathogens that threaten people.
Let's talk about the concept of innovation. So, you know, with Rackspace, that was a true innovation, which you co-founded. What did you learn from that experience?
One of the things I always said there and what we say to our employees here is it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. And so we really have a long-term view of what we're trying to do in terms of technological innovation. And when you think about the pandemic, it hit almost 10 years to the day after the founding of the company. And the founders were like, well, how did you know? And I was like, look, I didn't know that a pandemic would happen. But we were positioned already as the world leader, and then we just ramped up production of the robots to satisfy the world's need to disinfect surfaces. So I think one of the mistakes that entrepreneurs make and investors make is in thinking, you know, it's going to be an overnight success. You mentioned golfballs.com. That company is almost 20 years old, and it really hit its stride about 4 years ago. So you just have to be patient with these ideas and projects and really believe in what you're doing and why.
Well, let's go back into golfballs.com. 20 years, what was it? It was a very small company, I know, when you started, under $1 million. What was it, and how did it grow? The secret.
So fantastic CEO, Tom Cox, and his realization was people want customized things. They want to have golf balls with their name on it. They want their cap with their name on it. They want shirts with their name on it. And he said, you know what? We're going to be the world leader in golf customization, in addition to having competitive prices and just being a great customer service organization. Rackspace differentiation was something called fanatical support. So I don't really care what the industry is. You have to be bound and determined to deliver great customer service experiences. And I think people still crave that a lot more than just an automated attendant.
So you had three completely different organizations. What is the common DNA theme of great customer service that people could learn from? Almost every CEO I know, the first thing they'll say is, hey, we want better customer service. I've never seen anyone who said we don't want to improve it.
So one of my key hiring criteria is passion. I want people that have passion. You've met Melinda. She is passionate about what she's doing, about working with people. There's nothing that she's not willing to do to deliver a great, you know, interview experience, say. And when we're interviewing people, that's really the very first thing. You have a lot of passion for what you do. You show up, you look sharp, you've got on your suspenders. It's like, it's a consistent love for what you're doing. And I'm looking for people that love, because businesses are going to have ups and they're going to have downs, and you're going to have, you know, competitors that come into the market and they say things that aren't truthful, and it's just aggravating. And you have to be able to go, you know what? We're on a mission. We're going to accomplish it. It's not going to be overnight. And if you're passionate, it will carry you through. I mean, I know one of the person that was helping us today had a tremendous amount of positivity, and it comes across to me immediately. I mean, I like it. I crave it. I want everybody to have it.
You gave a really interesting comment about passion being the key to lead to great customer service in all three of the companies that you've built throughout, and probably in many more in Tectonic Ventures. You mentioned about location. What I'm wondering about is age. How do you look at hiring in terms of you have all these different generations? How do you get people to work together, and how do you make passion the thread that leads through the whole organization?
So you're looking for people that have a passion for what they want to do. And you're also looking for people that are team players, and they kind of tend to go together, because when people are passionate, they sort of know, well, if I'm passionate, I'm not going to be able to do it on my own. I'm going to need help. I'm going to need to provide help. And it's that helping nature. You know, you're just looking for people that can work together. And it instantly, I find it instantly comes across in interviews. It comes across in emails and responses and timeliness. If it takes somebody 3 days to get back to you when you inquire to them, they're not going to be more responsive to their coworkers in the future.
I want to go back into that question of age. Now you get people, 70-year-olds working with 21-year-olds. What's your take on the multi-generation workforce? How do you align everyone to work together best?
I guess I don't pay that much attention to the age. I always feel maybe I'm projecting. When I was young, I thought older people had a lot to teach me, and I sort of expect people to have that same learning attitude. And quite frankly, the older I've gotten, and the more I interact with older people, the longer you live, the more you go, wow, there's more that I don't know than I do know. And so really, adults that are constant learners, they want to learn from the young people. So it should be a symbiotic relationship where younger are learning from the older people's experience, and the older people know they don't know everything, and they're going to learn from the young people. You and I had to adapt to technology in our 20s, 30s, et cetera. It makes a big difference.
So, as you know, I'm on hospital boards, and I speak with CEOs of hospital enterprises all the time. Hospitals, they're always interested in safety. They're always interested in how they're connected to the community. Talk about, I mean, this could be called public relations, but because most hospitals are mission-driven, it's at a much even deeper systemic level.
What we've seen is when hospitals adopt light strike robots, they will call the media in their town. They talk about the green, the fact that it doesn't have toxic mercury, that they're doing the extra mile to make the hospital environment more hospitable, right? It's even in their word, to patients. And literally, we even created a thing that we call a showbot. It's a way to put a robot in the front lobby of a hospital because they're trying to demonstrate this is a safe place for you to come as a patient, to get your test results, to visit with a doctor, to see a surgeon, to really take care of the things health-wise that you need to. This isn't a scary place. And using that showbot, people come in and they go, what's that? We're going the extra mile to disinfect your rooms and your operating rooms and the emergency department and your surgical centers, everything that goes to making a patient feel more comfortable going back into the hospital, especially after a pandemic that has scared the wits out of everybody.
If someone wants to find out about this, what's the website for Zenix? Someone runs hospitals. They want to find out.
www.zenex.com. X-E-N-E-X.com.
And there you have it. It is a pleasure speaking with you, Morris, about Zenix and your truly important world focus on disinfecting in a healthy, sustainable way and making hospitals a better place to get cured. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greece, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Steve White. How are you, Steve?
Hi, Robert. Good to be with you. Thank you for having me.
And Steve is a president of Comcast, and his years in the business, we're going to start off hearing about Comcast, but then we're going to talk about his philosophy. Fascinating, growing up really from a motel to the boardroom, and we'll hear about a book that he wrote. It's not even out yet, called Uncompromising, which I just read, and it's absolutely fascinating. You could hear his whole voice come through it. Let's just start with Comcast. So talk about the Comcast business that you're involved with and what it's involved with today.
Well, first of all, it is a true American story, Robert. November 1963, Ralph Roberts started this great company in Tupelo, Mississippi, with 1,200 cable subscribers. And today, we're now a $110 billion company, internationally known. And we have three focused businesses. We have our NBC Universal business. We also own Sky Media, which is based in Europe. And then we have the Comcast cable business, which is the largest part of Comcast, representing almost 65% of the revenues. And that's the business I'm primarily focused on, is the Comcast cable business. And our vision is to connect 60 million homes to what I like to call the world through internet connection, through video programming, through home security, through mobile phone, etc. So it is a fascinating, growing business that keeps America connected.
And how would you differentiate yourself in a highly competitive area?
Well, it's I know a lot of CEOs talk about this, but everything starts with people, Robert. About 75% of our employees are what I call frontline employees, men and women going into homes, answering customer calls, working on our network. So everything starts with a great culture supported by great people. Starts number one. The third thing that really differentiates us is we're one of the few companies that really brings this entire ecosystem through one pipe in your home. So think about this. You can not only get video programming, you can get your internet connection, you can get home phone service and home security through one pipe in your home. So that ability to bring that integrated value proposition to your home is what's unique. And now on top of that, we offer mobile service, so when you're on the go, you're never out of touch. That is what makes Comcast unique and different, which allows us to be successful in the marketplace.
I've also seen Comcast as a real societal brand with everything you're doing in DEI, but also I recently read that you set this goal carbon neutral by 2035. What's your take on where you're going?
Well, we recognize that we are a local business. Yes, we're a large company, one of the top 20 companies in America, but our business is built in our local communities. We like to believe while we're national in thought, we're local and local on the ground. And so being a part of our communities and contributing to our communities and making our communities stronger and better, we not only see it as our responsibility, we think it's the right thing to do. And that's why we try to take a leadership role, whether it's in ESG, whether it's in DE&I, whether it's in closing the digital divide. We think it's a big part of what we should be doing, but we also believe it's the right thing to do. And that started with our founder, Ralph Roberts, back in 1963. And now with Brian Roberts leading the company, that value system has not changed over 60 years.
And now we're going to shift and talk on the personal side. So you really came from the motel to the boardroom. Talk about the days like with your Uncle Horace.
Well, I started, as you know, Robert, with a single mother who raised four boys by herself. And she believed in the American promise. And while she did not achieve her full capability, she wanted to ensure that her four boys did. And so my Uncle Horace, who worked at the local gas company in Indianapolis, Indiana, had kind of what we call a side hustle. He would go work on the weekends and do junk removal, and he would bring us along as young as 10, 11, and 12 years old. And what we learned on those trucks, Robert, it's all about effort and attitude, because there really are only two things you can control, your effort and your attitude. And I learned that in bunches working with my mother and working with my Uncle Horace, and it's something that I still carry with me today.
Was there a mistake you made along your life, something that really grounded you and said, here's the Steve White I am?
Yeah, that's what a great question. I live my life, Robert, around the quote, the two most important days in your life is the day you're born, and the second is when you know why. And I really never had an idea. I saw it with my mother, but in 1986, I got fired. I was the youngest sales leader working for a company called American Hospital Supply, and I was moving up the ladder. But what I realized, Robert, I was focused more on what it did for me versus what I could do for my teammates. And I got fired, and that was a very valuable lesson that put me on a path that, Steve, as a leader, you eat last. Your teammates eat first. And if you focus on serving your teammates, focus on the process, the results will take care of themselves. And that was a critical moment for me, Robert, where I started putting all my efforts in what I call creating a table of prosperity for all. And by creating that table, I end up eating a lot more. So that was a very critical moment for me and something I never forget. I call it good fear. Good fear versus bad fear. Bad fear is you're paralyzed. Good fear is you're inspired and motivated because you never want that to happen again. And so that's how I treat good fear, and it's made a significant difference in my life going forward.
I love that leader eat last. I heard John James, I recently was interviewed when he ran for Senate and everything. He's also a CEO, and he had that same philosophy. What a great servant leadership philosophy. But you talk about something really deep, the number one word in the language, which is why, W-H-Y. And you talk about that in your book, Uncompromising, everywhere. It's like the thread that runs through it. What is it about this word? How do people find their why?
Well, it's a very good question. And normally, it comes when there's adversity. We should look at adversity as an opportunity. What does not kill you, as my mother used to say, actually makes you stronger. But the critical piece is you need to create space on a regular basis so you could try to understand what is it that motivates you. So the best way I can think about it, Robert, what would you do for free that you're absolutely good at and you would do it for free? And leading men and women, certainly I like getting paid, but nothing jazzes me up more. And so part of writing the book was my way of serving others. And as you know, in the book publishing business, nobody really gets rich here unless you're John Grisham or Stephen King. This is all about a love affair of making a difference in folks' lives. So I would ask anyone listening to you and I today, what would you do for free that you believe you're good at? That will start to give you some direction on what is your why, what is your passion, and then go get it.
And how do you advance that to managing people? Now you have it for yourself. Steve White's doing it. How do you create a cascade throughout a whole organization?
Well, you start with being authentic. And so someone once asked me, Robert, say, Steve, how do you lead 30,000 men and women? That's how many men and women that were on my team. I said, there's no way I can lead and motivate 30,000 people. But what I try to do, Robert, is I start thinking about my circle of influence. So I first start with my 14 direct reports. Do we have a shared value system? Are we thinking about leading the same way? And if I can answer yes, I've made the first important step in leading 30,000 men and women. Because then what they do, Robert, is then they start hiring people that share their values and what we're thinking about. And so now all of a sudden that starts to cascade throughout the organization in a way that starts to really give the organization some direction. But everything starts with the leader. What do you stand for? Repeat it over and over again. And then who do you reward and who do you hire? Because men and women watch more what you're doing versus what you're saying. When they can now start to match your words with your actions, that's the start of a dynamic culture that can really cut through anything, including a pandemic.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're in a major media business as president of Comcast. What advice do you have on getting your message out authentically? It's a PR world, we know it, but you're talking about authenticity.
Well, everything starts with having a very clear message. Leadership is about clarity. Can't be complicated. It has to be something that everyone can grab onto. So I try to think about, if I were speaking to my 81-year-old mother, Robert, would she understand very quickly what my values are and what do I stand for? So that's a litmus test that I have as we go. Then secondly, the role of a CEO is to ensure that they're out there talking to the troops. For example, on any given year, I would have over 100 individual focus groups with anywhere from 10 to 20 employees talking about our values, what's important to us. And then once they start understanding, then they start repeating that message to all of their teammates. And then number three, we regularly take a look at inventory of all of our activities. So let's call it a system-wide inventory to say, what are our actions that might not be consistent with our message and we should stop doing? So let me give you one example of a decision we made at Comcast. We kept saying our employees are number one. We want to attract the best employees. But as we went through our inventory of our systems, Robert, we recognized we were not giving new employees benefits until day 91. So if we wanted to attract the best, why would we ask them to forego their benefits to care for their families for 90 days? So we made the decision that if you join our company, you would get benefits day one. And that made a huge difference. One, it sent a very strong message to our existing teammates, but it also gave us another tool to attract the best talent. So spend time, make sure your message is clear, spend as much time as possible with your teammates talking about your value systems, and also do a regular inventory of all of your activities to make sure your actions are consistent with your words. And that's how you start to create a culture and a message of clarity around what you stand for.
Okay, I want to talk about the topic people don't want to talk about. It means so much to me viscerally, which is racial harmony. How do we get there?
Well, everything starts with leadership. And so DE&I, while it's very important, we can't put it on a shelf. It can't be this thing that sits over here, Robert, because if we're not careful, you actually create backlash within your company. So this starts with the guiding principles. What kind of relationship do we want to have with our employees? And if you start there, and if it's about fairness, if it's about equality, if it's about opportunity, if it's about merit-based accountability, that's where you start. And then if you're consistent with that, I don't have to create a bunch of programs. If I just do those things, the cream will rise to the top. And that's how you start to create racial harmony. Because what creates distrust and lack of harmony is when someone in some part of the company feels they're not given a fair shot, whether you're a white employee or a black employee or a Hispanic employee. Whenever that starts to seep into your organization, then you have problems. So everything starts with, how do I create an organization that is merit-based, that we recognize contributions, we're not political, it's all about getting results the right way. And then when you start to promote men and women, you start to reward them, that's what sends the message to the organization, and that's what's going to attract the best people to your team. Now, I'm not saying there are not specific programs you need in place to ensure that you have the absolute best, whether it's diverse interview teams to help interview the best candidates. I'm not saying those things are not important, but everything starts with the fundamentals of treating people with respect and basing everything around merit. That's where I can start to make a difference. And while the U.S. military is not perfect, certainly there are issues, but if you look at an enterprise, whether it's the U.S. military or a football team, it always comes down to who has the best merit, who does the best job, that's who plays, that who gets recognized. That's what we should be striving for.
And like you say, it all starts with leadership.
Everything starts with leadership, Robert. You got it exactly right. And so what most of us never realize is people listen to what we say, but they watch our actions more. And when our actions are inconsistent, that's where we create the mistrust, and that's where organizations break down.
The final question for this radio interview. You came up with the word uncompromising. Now, I've never seen that word as a head of a book. Why?
Well, one is, you know, in the book you want to try to capture attention. But in all seriousness, I go back to this quote that we talked about. It was attributed to Mark Twain. The two most important days in your life is the day you're born. The second is when you know why. And when you realize why you're placed on this earth, that's what you become uncompromising about. That's what you're ruthless about. Protecting your vision for your life. Once you find out, once you can answer that second question, that's what you're uncompromising about. So I'm not saying don't compromise, because if you're married or if you're in any relationship, you know it's all about compromise. But when it comes to your purpose, that is what you're ruthless about, you're diligent about, you're uncompromising about, because that's how you live a life of impact and create a legacy.
And there you have it. Leadership, as you say, is all about clarity. And what you need to do is focus on merit as a leader, because that's when you'll build the harmonious, the successful, the community-based organization.
That's exactly right, Robert. I love the phrase, I want a hand up, not a handout. A handout is charity. I'm giving you something. A hand up is all I want is an opportunity. So whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, that is what people strive for. So when you can create an organization where it's all about a hand up and providing opportunity, you never have to motivate men and women. They will motivate themselves. And that's how you create a company that now is everybody's given 110%. And those are the companies that will be relevant 50 years from now, 10 years from now, 30 years from now. And that's what we're striving for at Comcast.
And you just heard it from Steve White. Just fantastic having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.